نوية الأربعين، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزة، نوية الرياضة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المجلس. So in the previous session you said that state of witnessing is the state of Gnostics. And that this, the light of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is accumulating all this light or gathering all this light, and Nur al-Dhati, the light of the essence or the manifestation of the beautiful names and attributes that describe the essence, and it is these secrets that running into all names and attributes. So when that essence, we cannot describe it like this description, but we can give an understanding, is that like when a volcano comes up, it gives all these what you call lava, huh? It erupts, and all this fire comes out, what you call it, lava, and it begins to go running, and wherever it runs, it's melting everything, even the rocks will melt. That is in a way to understand only. So when that light comes from that essence, hidden essence, the absolute essence that no one knows, even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't know, when these lights are coming constantly from that essence, these lights are running into the heart, it will manifest itself in the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and create all these oceans of enlightenment. And wherever these oceans move, where like rivers runs, wherever they run, they make a like a runway of the river. You can see all these rocks begin to be polished, and it will have the river begin to have a shape. So all these, like the lava, wherever it goes, it makes shapes because it melts the rocks. So all these lights will be coming to the heart of Prophet, where from the heart of Prophet it will go to Awliyaullah, and it will be running in their spirits and in their souls, that will carry it, become like a carrier. It's carry that wali and dip him, and we explained that last time, and dip him and then drown him, like diving. When he is dipped, he feel the taste and he will dive into these oceans of uniqueness, Bukhur al-Ahadiyya, and takes you from raise you up from the maqam al-tawheed, the state of oneness, to the state of witnessing, as happened to Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi. And this is the state of Gnosticism. فَهَذَا مَقَامُ الْعَارِفِينَ
Station of Gnostics.
This is the station of Gnostics. So when you reach that station of Gnostics, this ocean will open its treasures to you. It opens its khazain, its safe. It's like you have in a bank a safe box. It's khazna, means where you hide all the treasures. It opens these closets or these cabinets that are these oceans of treasures are in it, the treasures of enlightenment and treasures of knowledge, and it will, like when the flood comes, like the tsunami, how it came and took everything in its way. So any wali that is there, it will take him like a tsunami, moving him so strongly into the ocean of Ainu Bahr al Wahda, the epicenter of the ocean of uniqueness, or the ocean of unity. So you, everything you will be seeing, you will see it will indicate you to that, to the Creator. Everything becomes to you that it is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There you will feel that complete submission. So what happened at that moment? حَتَّى لَا تَرَى وَلَا تَسْمَعْ وَلَا تَحُسْ. That makes you not to see, not be able to see, not to be able to hear, not to be able to sense, except through your Lord, to come to him through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to come through Prophet through your Shaykh. So you can at that moment, you don't see except through your Shaykh, you don't hear except through your Shaykh, you don't feel except through your Shaykh, that he takes you, puts you in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that, there you cannot see except through Prophet, you cannot hear except through Prophet, you cannot feel except through Prophet. There he will put you in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot feel except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we say, fana'un fi shaykh, fana'un fi rasul, and fana'un fi Allah. Annihilation in the shaykh, annihilation in Prophet, and annihilation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh who takes you there, your guide, your master, he is your life. الَّذِي هُوَ حَيَاتُ رُوحِكَ. He is the life of your soul. When your soul is being created, it was created from his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taste, blended with his soul, with the soul of your Shaykh. الَّذِي هُوَ حَيَاتُ رُوحِكَ. He is the life of your soul. And his soul is the secret of your reality. The soul of your Shaykh is the secret of your reality. Because from his soul, your reality is coming. Because you've been assigned in the day of promises to him. So through him, you understand your reality. And through his reality comes all knowledges and comes all understanding of the universe that around you. It is only through his reality. Nothing can come outside his reality. Because his reality, as your soul, as his soul is the secret of your reality, and his reality is the knowledge of what is going around, also his soul comes from the secret of the reality of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is like a chain connection. As he is to you, he is to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As your life is from his soul, he is the life of your soul. He is the life of his soul is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, soul of Prophet, is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These knowledges that we keep explaining doesn't come except through, cannot be understood except through the state of humbleness. When you humble yourself, humiliate yourself, like Sayyidina Umar did, as we described before, you will be able to understand and learn, or else you will be far from understanding these knowledges, because he will not, the master will not open to you unless you are very well experienced and very well trained into humbleness. Humbleness is not only by showing that you are humble, that you are eating on the floor, or you are dressing dirty clothes, or you are doing this and that to show that you are humble, or sleeping on the floor, or sitting on here and there. No, humbleness is within you, is in reality that your heart will be humble to other, means you forgive and forgive people if they harm you. That is humbleness. Humbleness is not that you show an act or gest of humbleness. Everyone can do that. It's simple. But when it comes that someone is irritating you, or someone aggravating you, or someone doing to you something that you dislike, and still you are showing him, you are trying to be forgiving him and trying to approach more and more toward him, that is what humbleness. Like Sayyidina Ali, when that wrestler spit in his face, he stopped, he said, I'm not touching you anymore, killing you. That is humbleness. Because the ego, he said, if I kill you now, means I am satisfying my ego. I'm taking revenge. So there is no humbleness anymore. Humbleness is gone. Like the neighbor of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was dumping at his door for 7 years garbage, and 7 years Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said anything. And when he was dying, he was visiting him, and he didn't say to anyone. Why Prophet didn't know that this one is hurting him? He knew. What? Keeping quiet. Allah knows best. Like those who went to Sayyidina Musa, the family, and asked, Ya Musa, ask your Lord, our neighbors, how many years Allah gave him of age. And Musa asked, and Allah said, 300 years. So when he came back, the father asked, how many years? He said, 300. He said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-ali. This is humbleness. This is rendering his problem to Allah. Allah, Ya Rabbi, you solve my problem. His wife asked, she said the same. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-ali. His son, same. And then the neighbor died. And Sayyidina Musa said, Ya Rabbi, what is this? He said, yeah, of course. When they render back their problem to me, I will help. Means there is nothing in their heart of harm or hate. They are rendering it back to me. I'm going to take revenge. So that is humbleness. That is real, one of the characteristics or explanation of humbleness. So when that is being, when that comes out from the heart, these knowledges will find a space to go in. Because knowledges cannot go along together with arrogance and pride. You have to eliminate arrogance and pride, put instead humbleness, then these oceans of knowledge can come and stay in the heart. So by humbleness, it will create into you, into yourself, it will make you يولد عندك الصبر. It will elevate in your and create in yourself patience. So when you become more humble and more humble, you become more patient and more patient to those who are hurting you. And in showing humbleness to the sheikh, sometimes you say, oh, the sheikh, what I'm going to show humbleness to the sheikh? I'm going to give him his shoes. That's not humbleness. That's love. Humbleness is when you doesn't take it personal. If the sheikh shouts at you, then who knows better? Leave it to him. So when you leave everything to him, that will create in you patience. And as you are getting more patience, as you are getting more polishing the heart, cleansing of the heart, that he will be able to throw their knowledges. So if you are patient through humbleness, you become patient, so the sheikh, what he will do, he will feed you bitterness because he wants to teach you. So when he knows now you are in a level of that level to be patient and you are not going to object, so he will try to give you the bitterness of what he can by preventing you from desire of this world. And not only by desire of this world, he can make in front of you everything difficult to see how much you can take, how much you can accept and carry. لأنه دائما يطعمك المرة بمنعك عن ملذات الدنيا. Because he is always feeding you, he will be feeding you bitterness, sourness, by preventing you from the pleasures of this dunya. Everyone likes to have a video camera. Now everyone likes to have a cell phone. Even children like to have a cell phone. This is from pleasures of dunya. So this is an example. So for us, we are children in the eyes of the sheikh. So we like to have candies, whatever makes us happy. So what is the best candy? Is to have a cell phone. Not a normal cell phone. Why we are following the sheikh? To get a telepathy cell phone. To get a cell phone that doesn't need charging. And to get a cell phone that doesn't need a number. To say, oh, we connect directly with the sheikh and we can speak with him directly. Every murid of the sheikh is trying to get that. Why I'm following? No one say I'm following to polish myself. Everyone wants something out of following the sheikh. And that's why there are many who follow for 30, 40 years. They never reach anything. And then finally what happened to them? They go astray. They deviate from the main line. So they begin to doubt and they begin to question. Because from beginning they are coming to get something. And that is becoming a dangerous issue. You can see now people come to the shuyukh for many reasons. And most of these reasons are connected for with dunya. Very few are coming only for be with the Sheikh, love the Sheikh, around the Sheikh, learn from the Sheikh, and they don't wait for a reward. Then when the Sheikh sees them like that, give them one jur'a mina, jur'a mina al-mur. A sip. He gives them one sip of bitterness. Check. He doesn't give them a big drink, a cup. Oh, we will die immediately. They will run away. One sip. And then he checks. What happened? Oh, they are struggling now. It's a sip. A struggle. So what he give you, he feed you with the bitterness instead of giving you pleasure of this dunya, and prevent you, وَيَحْرِمُكَ, and forbidding you from تَمَتُّعْ بِهَا, from enjoying it, from enjoying any dunya pleasure, any worldly pleasure. Because he wants for you the pleasures of Akhirah. He doesn't want for you the pleasure of dunya. His focus is for Akhirah. So he prevents you from the pleasure of dunya. And we say, oh, why he is doing this to us, where he is not doing it for some other people whom we know. And they are around him, and they are getting all the crumbs from him. And why is he not doing it to them? Why only to us? Why is he keep petting them and giving them what they like and living with him, staying with him in the room, seeing what he, and they are, we are far away. Why he doesn't give us and he is giving them? Yeah, he's giving them because they want dunya. They don't let them take dunya, leave them. For you, he knows that you want akhirah. Your focus is for akhirah. So he tries to give you the bitterness of the dunya in order to give you the pleasure of the akhirah. He doesn't open for you as he does for them. He opens for them dunya. What do you want? What do you want? How much? You want money to make a business? Okay, take, go. He doesn't care. What comes to him, he gives. But for you, he makes you to get upset, to get frustrated. Why? They are like me. I know them, they know me. Why he is giving them, not giving me? Because he is training them. He is not training, he doesn't care for them. That is difficult. That's very, very difficult on the self. And that's why you can see between murids, in any order or in any Sufi training, masters might be giving some murids more than giving the other. In your eyes, why he is preferring them more than us? Although they are not doing anything even. They are wasting what he is giving them. They are not praying as we are doing. They are not doing word azkar as we are doing. We are doing more. Why he is giving them more than attention to them more than us? And when we speak with him, he shouts at us. That is difficult, but that is the training. That is the way. You like it, follow, continue in that way. You don't like it, struggle like a salmon fish or like a fish out of the ocean until you die. There is no other way. We are all struggling in according to your capacity, according to everyone his level. So what he wants for you, he wants for you the pleasure of Akhirah and the pleasure of Jannah, paradise. What he wants for you, what Allah has promised the pious people, what he promised Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to give them the highest level of paradise, maqam al-sidq inda malik al-muqtadir, the level of sidq that is the highest one, this in the presence of the of Allah's divine presence. So you have to be patient. على طول الجفا من المعلم. You have to be patient always when the sheikh is giving you, he doesn't give you attention. Not only attention, jafa means mistreat you and ignores you completely and always showing he's disgusted with you, is not happy, he doesn't talk to you, he doesn't have to anything to do with you, you are the worst of his followers, always criticizing, complaining. You have to be patient on that, because that is where the secret is. لِأَنَّ رُسُوخَ الْعِلْمِ فِي عَبَسَاتِهِ وَنَفَرَاتِهِ.
For knowledge to take hold is...
لِأَنَّ رُسُوخَ الْعِلْمِ, the roots of knowledge, the roots of knowledge, or the epicenter of knowledge, or the source of knowledge, is between his abbas. What's abbas? Make like that.
Grim.
Grim. Between his grim and nafaratihi, huffing and puffing. Between his grim and his huffing and puffing. Nafara. Yani when you see something you don't like, what? Disdain. Between his grim and his disdain. That is where, in between these two, there is the epicenter of sorts of knowledge. The knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hided it there. He gave it to Prophet, Prophet gave to Awliya, and he said, hide them. And that's what Allah said in Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, abasa wa tawalla an ja'ahu al-a'ma.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, abasa wa tawalla an ja'ahu al-a'ma, wa ma yudrika la'allahu yazzakka, أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى.
Allah said to Prophet, عبس وتولى, he grimped and turned away and disdained from the blind man who came to him. So the interpretational meaning is that between Allah is saying, no, don't, might be that blind man is coming and he might remember me and he might get knowledge. So between the prophet with his secret, of course he grimped because he wants that one to learn, and he disdained. So between the grimp and disdain, he was trying to polish quickly that blind man in order to remember his Lord and to remember Akhirah. So the Shaykh, when he grimped, means he is carrying these burdens from you. He is trying to take all what you have of bad characteristic, peacockness characteristic of Iblis, and dump it in the ocean of this, what he said, disdain? Ocean of disdainness. He got that burden, carry it on himself. Nafar, we say, nafara minhu,
repulse
from him. Means he take that and repulse away. Doesn't want to carry too much, dump it in the ocean of peacockness characteristic of Iblis, dump it on Iblis because he is the dumpster. So in between these two, where he carry and dump, is the knowledge there. Don't get upset. Oh, all of us get upset. First me, I get upset when Maulana makes like that. Oh, it's very difficult. Especially when you know him very well for many, many years and he does that, immediately you will make as if you are absenting everything. You cannot see except that, oh, the sheikh is angry with me. Now, if you be patient, then there it will be the knowledge that you can take out. That's why if you don't taste the bitterness and learn in your childhood the bitterness of everything, you will never in your adulthood reach anywhere. Which means, in your childhood here, in your first years in tariqah, if you don't learn the bitterness from what the Sheikh is showing you in order to polish you, you will never learn later, you will never become adult. When you become adult and you are not learning in your childhood, you cannot learn when you are adult, because it's impossible to change anything when you become older, because your mind become difficult to learn. When they say memorize Quran when you are child, because you cannot memorize it when you are old. So when you are old, your mind has expanded to its capacity, so it be raised on love of ignorance, so you cannot put any more inside something knowledge. That's why those who come to tariqah young are better than those who come to tariqah when they are old. So if you don't taste the bitterness of learnings in your childhood, means in your worldly life, you are going, سوف تتزرع الجهل طول حياتك. You are going to drink from the fountains of ignorance all your life. Imam Shafi'i said, ومن فاته التعليم وقت شبابه فكبر عليه أربعا لوفاته. ومن فاته التعليم وقت شبابه
whoever missed learning during his youth
فكبر عليه أربعا لوفاته.
Make four takbirs on him for his
death.
Death, truly.
So who ومن فاته التعليم وقت شبابه
whoever
misses his learning when he was young, in his childhood or in his youth, make four takbir on him. Means that one is dead in the future. Finish. فكبر عليه أربعة لوفاته. When someone died, you make a funeral prayer on him. That one does not deserve except a funeral prayer on him. That's why it's very difficult to change someone when he becomes old, if he was not trying to change his life when he is young. And that's why you see many people who turn back after they've been on the right way, right way, right way, right way, right way, one bitterness come, they flip back. May Allah protect us from that. Mm-hmm. That's the danger. Is the danger is there. It destroy us. So what is then conclusion or summary of what we have already went through till now? What is the conclusion of the life of a human being? What is the summary, khulasat hayatul insan? The summary of the life of a human being. So the life of a human being is connected, or it is, it's connected, it's it is connected with knowledge, بالعلم. فإن حياة الإنسان بالعلم.
His life is through knowledge.
His life is, the life of a human being is through knowledge. You continue, I say in Arabic you're saying it. His life is through knowledge, the life of a human being, to reach the best of the way possible. You are not reaching yet perfect, a human being. You are not the perfect. The perfect one is Prophet. No one can reach that. And after Prophets are Sahaba, and after Sahaba are Awliya. But what you can reach is through what we say now, is the summary of the and the conclusion of the khalwa is fa'inna hayat al, whatever we have discussed before, it is fa'inna. It's confirming that the life of a human being is through ilm, knowledge, salah,
righteousness,
through taqwa,
piety,
through tawadu,
humility,
through sabr,
patience,
through ta'ammul,
reflection,
through muraqaba,
observing,
meditation, through tafakkur,
contemplation,
finally, through rabita,
connection,
which is the rabita initiation that you take from the sheikh, and to connect with your heart with the sheikh, that all of that bring you all this ilm, salah, taqwa, tuqa,
piousness.
Let's repeat: ilm, knowledge, salah,
righteousness,
taqwa,
piousness.
Piety, tuqa,
piousness,
tawadu,
humility,
sabr,
patience,
ta'ammul,
reflection,
muraqaba,
meditation,
tafakkur,
contemplation,
rabita, murabata,
connection.
All this are wrapped by tazallul, get you to the state of tazallul, li rabbika.
All this is to make you reach the state of humiliating yourself for your Lord.
All this takes you to tazallul. Tazallul is not only humiliating, it's more than that. Zalil. Al-Abdu Zalil. Li Rabbihi al-Kareem. He has to check it.
Effacement. Self-effacement for your Lord.
What is effacement?
Yourself. Yeah,
that's it. So to what you said, effacement?
Yeah.
Effacement to your Lord. All this takes you to that state of effacement, means you see yourself very low one. There, and your Lord is the generous one. And whatever you are doing, it's still the lowest of lowest, and still you has to believe that still that peacockness characteristics of evil is still on you. Good, really goodness didn't reach you yet. If you don't feel that, and you don't see that, and you don't realize that effacement to your Lord, you will fall in the trap of shaitan. When you fall in the trap of shaitan, there is no لا اعتبار لذاتك عندها.
When you fall in the trap of shaitan, yourself.
اعتبار لا اعتبار. There is no recognition to yourself by your Lord, by Prophet, by your Sheikh. May Allah forgive us, and we continue next time. بحرمة الحبيب بحرمة الفاتحة.